When it comes to claims about the scale of violence within personal relationships, the 1 in 4 and the every 10 second type statistics drip off the tongue. Beatrix Campbell, the radical feminist and lesbian, has gone further than this. In an article for The Guardian, she claimed that women victims of domestic violence phone the police every second of every day. If that were true, over 31 million cases would be occurring every year. We would need three times the number of police officers in this country just to answer the phones. Despite the sheer impossibility of her claims, figures like these are still regularly published by feminist media sources in the UK, particularly The Guardian, The Independent, and the BBC.
Now, every minute of every day, police receive a call about domestic violence, and each week, two women die as a result of it.
With an incident being reported to the police every 10 seconds. That official statistic may be shocking enough, but while many victims still refuse to come forward, the true picture is almost certainly worse.
The big problem with this factoid is that we're not told what an incident is. How many of these incidents are a man calling about a violent wife? How many incidents are a child calling about a violent mother? How many incidents are a woman calling about a lesbian partner? How many are false accusations? How many are repeat callers? How many are about arguments rather than any physical abuse? Because we're deliberately not given any of this information, the audience is led to believe that all of these incidents relate to women calling about men who are beating them up. This factoid, like so many others with domestic violence, is absolutely meaningless.
Domestic violence is often described as an epidemic.
A domestic violence epidemic is sweeping Britain.
An epidemic, really? So it's contagious, this violence. Only men can catch the disease and only women can suffer the effects. Surely an epidemic is something different. The flu outbreak of 1918 was an epidemic. That killed 228,000 people in the UK within 4 months. People had to pile hundreds of dead bodies on street corners every day for collection and mass burial. Did you see any piles of beaten up dead women on your street corner this morning? Why is domestic violence described as an epidemic when it bears no relation to what an epidemic is?
There is no epidemic of domestic violence, and it's not a growing problem. But there is an epidemic of crap journalism and a growing problem of lying politicians, police officers and charities, all misinforming the public.
According to a survey by the Daily Mirror, apparently a third of men thought wife beating was okay under certain circumstances. This is undoubtedly correct, although I'm sure that the men who answered were not asked, "Is wife beating okay with you?" They would have been asked something like, "Could slapping a wife ever be justified?" A yes would be processed into, "Wife battering equals okay." Cue hysteria. The Mirror goes on to say,
"Well, that's because it's unlikely the dog deserved it. But seriously, as with many feminist surveys like this, the answers that people give bears very little relation to the conclusions drawn."
When I asked for a definition of domestic abuse, I said that I did not consider that a one-off aberration that might have happened 15 years ago where my wife slapped me round the face because she lost her temper that day, and it had never happened before, and it had never happened since. I said, I really don't put that into the same category of domestic abuse as somebody who's systematically abusing somebody else, like on a daily or a weekly basis. I said, it's not acceptable, you know, that one-off slap. I said, but it does happen. It's human frailty. If you're working on zero tolerance, that would have meant that I would have phoned the police up immediately and said, my wife has just slapped me around the face. I want her arrested and I want her prosecuted. No, that's well out of order. So I got taken to the cleaners for saying that, but they got it out of context because, like I said it's unacceptable, but I do not put that in. And what they tried to pretend was that I said that was perfectly okay to slap somebody. I didn't say that at all.
The men would not have been referring to battering at all. As we've seen, battering seems to have a very different meaning to normal people compared with hysterical females. The men will be referring to a loss of control, which can happen to anyone, man or woman. They'll be talking about slapping or restraining a woman who is perhaps attempting to kick or punch them, or stab them with a kitchen knife. Would you hit a woman if she tried to stab you? Or would you bare your chest and take it like a man? Well, there's a strange presumption in society that that's exactly what a man should do. In 2005, the actor Ross Kemp was assaulted by his wife, Rebecca Wade, resulting in him requiring hospital treatment.
Yeah, the Sun's editor, Rebecca Wade, was arrested today for allegedly assaulting hard man husband, Ross Kemp.
I couldn't quite believe it when I heard this. What would generally happen is that Ross would have been arrested as a matter of course, despite being the victim of an attack. For the woman to be arrested, this must have been one hell of a serious attack, probably involving a weapon, and the arresting officers must also have been unusually intelligent and open-minded about what went on, compared with the stated police line of domestic violence.
With the arrest policies, if a man does call a woman, the chances are he'll be taken away. It doesn't matter what if he's scratched and whatever, he's taken out of the situation because it's a positive arrest policy.
It's certainly drummed into officers that that is the positive intervention and positive action that is expected of them at the scene of a domestic violence incident.
Listen to some of the commentary on the incident.
Courtesy of a couple who know a thing or two about spousal abuse. You see it here on the sofa. Have you got previous and going home at 4 a.m. and bashing her husband?
Well, she never beat me up when I was her editor at News of the World. But she's a fiery redhead.
Allegedly, I'm told.
He said on a bar of soap, didn't he? I think, I mean, it is just utterly hilarious, isn't it? I mean, I don't think she's beaten him up before. I mean, he is Ross Kemp, he's Grant Mitchell,
yeah,
and Heno from Ultimate Force. I mean, it's not playing very well for him, is it?
It won't be now.
The toughest man in Britain, brought to his knees by Rebecca Wade, about 5'8", 8.5 stone. It's not great.
It seems Ross Kemp is in something of a bind here. Piers Morgan says that he's somehow unmanly for being injured by his wife. But if he defended himself and perhaps injured her, then he's not a tough guy. He's one of those evil wife-beaters that we're told lies behind every front door.
So he's not a tough guy if he defends himself from a woman, and he's not a tough guy if he gets attacked by a woman.
It seems that the only way he can actually be tough is to take a beating or a knife attack from a woman, not restrain her or defend himself, not get injured, and not say anything about it to anyone. If he can manage all that, then he's a tough guy.
Initially, the reaction is to defend yourself. I soon learnt that that wasn't the thing to do, because if I tried to grab her wrists or anything to stop her hitting me, she would then claim that I'd hit her first and that I'd attacked her. So, as I say, although the initial reaction was to defend myself.
She said she'd hit him around the back of the head with something nasty and blood was flowing from the back of his head. So he called the police, and when the police got there, she just screamed and shouted, "Oh, he was going to try and kill me, so I did that to him." And the copper arrested him. He said, "Well, hang on, I'm the..." And he, of course, then he was done for resisting arrest.
But then I realised and I learnt, and I was told by the policeman, of course, you must never ever hit back. And it is actually his good advice, because if you don't, then there are no marks. And if you're the only one with marks, everybody can see that you're the only person who's actually been attacked.
Perhaps men should take violence from women and not ever react in kind.
Do it again. One more time.
And perhaps there's nothing a woman could say or do that could justify a slap.
It wasn't a miscarriage. It was an abortion. An abortion, Michael. It was a son, and I had it killed because this must all end.
But I think we need to be realistic about human relationships and be honest with ourselves about what can arise within them. Women can and do incite and provoke violence from men, often in full knowledge that violence can be the only result. These women should never be classed as victims.